sahana bhavatu, sahana punattu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
So let's finish up the sentences on page 45. We are on Asyam, is that where we left off?
I think we did the first two.
Oh, hey, Kripanide. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the third sentence down on page 45. Who wants to start?
He Kripanidhi is evocative. The store of Kripa is welfare or
Ocean of compassion.
And so this is addressing the Lord, I guess.
Or storehouse of compassion.
Jagat Atman. Mm-hmm. So Jagat, the Atma, the soul of the creation. Swam is from Stu.
So you get that as a
Jagat Atman would be the accusative, maybe? Or Jagat Atman. No, nominative, singular, no?
That would be Atma. What would Atman be?
Wait. Jagat Atman is not accusative, you're saying not accusative, singular.
That would be Atman.
Naman. Yeah, so Nama. Naman. I don't remember.
Who's got it?
Is it Atmanaha? It's not. Oh. It's Atman.
Okay, but it's
just
right?
Atman, huh?
Atman. Okay.
I think I have it,
and
I forgot.
Do you know Penny? No, that's that nasal.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Underswara plus is. So Atman.
For a ta, you insert the sa, and then the
dental nasal.
Oh, I see. That's funny.
Dental nasal takes anuswara and sa. Uh-huh.
Like naman and balin.
Uh-huh. And so it's vocative. So hey Kripani De Jagadatman. Hey Jagadatman.
So it's vocative for Atman.
Atman, yeah. Vocative for Atman.
The S is redundant, right? That's just inserted.
Yeah.
It's inserted as part of the sunni.
Yeah, what is
that? That's Sakara is part of the Sandhi. It goes to Anuswara and Sakara.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So it isn't the Sarga. It's the insertion in the sun before the top.
That's right.
Oh, the Swam.
It's that
weird Sunday. It's a Visarga that then changes to subs because of the tub. Here on page 150, let me just read this to you. Volume 1 of Bhandarkar, page 150, number 25. You can just note it and look at it later if you want. Mm-hmm. A final nakara, dental nakara, when followed by cha, cha, ta, 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 is changed to Anuswara and Visarga. Okay. Then the Visarga is going to go through its sandhi. Mm-hmm. If it's that Visarga will change to sha, sha, or sa, depending on what's following the palatal lingual or dental. Mm-hmm. So it's number it's page 150, number 25. So here, Atman is vocative. Want to keep on going?
Yeah. Okay, so this is the Santi there. So the next is Tvam. is you.
Tvam.
Right, Tvam is accusative singular for you. Tvam Brahmadayaha. Brahmadayaha is Brahmaadi, so it's plural, nominative plural for Brahman, etc., for all the gods. Sarve Devaha, all the Devas, so it's Devaha is plural, nominative plural again, and Sarve, all. And then.
You say all the gods beginning with Brahmaji, you know?
Right.
Good.
But is it never translated as all the gods, like Brahmaji, etc.?
No, it is, can be.
Yeah. Sarve Devaha, Brahma Devaha. And then, Stuva? Wait, is that right? I know I didn't do this time. But so that's the phrase, that's the stu root.
The short u takes u before a with termination beginning with a vowel. So stu becomes stu. Plus andi stuvanti to praise.
So it's stuvanti. Is so that'll be in parasmaipada present tense, third person plural. They all praise stuvanti. And then I think this is rishayaha, which is all the rishis. So sarve and all the rishis. So this is addressing the Lord and saying, O Kripanithe Jagadatman, all you are the one who all the gods and all the rishis praise.
Yeah, all the gods and all the rishis. All the gods beginning with Brahmaji.
Right, and all the rishis.
And all the rishis praise you.
Right.
Good. You want to read it for us?
Yeah, I can. Hey Kripanithe.
Hey Kripanithe.
Jagadatman.
Jagadatman,
Tvam, Brahmadayaha Sarve, Devaha, Stuvanti,
Stuvanti,
Rishayaha
Cha,
Sarve.
I'll go next. These are like a few short ones in a row.
Yeah, do the whole line.
Do the whole line, okay.
Yeah.
Idrisham, Tvam, Sharanam, Upaimi, Prasida, Pahi, Mam. Narakakorat. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, idrisham is such or of such a kind, and it's accusative singular. I think. It could be nominative.
Idrisham.
Yes? Idrisham is, it means such or of such a kind. And I think it's accusative singular.
Right.
And then we have Tvam, which is you, accusative singular. And Sharanam, which is shelter. It also can mean house or protection.
You know, when you say Sharanam Gata, some form of that, it means I seek you a refuge.
Okay, refuge. Mm-hmm. And
I surrender to you, it has all of that sense.
Okay. Sharanam. I like that word. It's a nice word. And it's neuter, so it's either nominative or accusative. I think it's nominative.
No.
No, it's accusative? Okay. And then we have Upa Amy,
which is
Upaimi.
Upaimi, mm-hmm. which is the verb e to go, and it's present first person singular, Parasamipada.
Mm-hmm. And with the upa, it means to go toward. But with, you just translated it as with the shabanam and a verb to go, it just means I surrender to you, I seek refuge with you.
Okay. And then we have prasida, which is pra and sad. And it's imperative second person. That's what mm-hmm. I get. It looks like I have a question mark. Singular. And may you be favorably disposed.
Mm-hmm. May you be pleased. That's
may
right.
you be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And then pahi.
Peace with us is the idea.
Peace, okay. Mm-hmm. And then pahi is also imperative second person singular from pa. And then may you protect. And then mom, which is me. May mm-hmm. you protect me. Accusative singular. And then narakat is the ablative singular. For hell,
mm-hmm.
and then gorat, which is the ablative singular, horrible. So it's horrible hell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically saying I go to you, or I seek you, or surrender to you for refuge.
I seek refuge.
I
with
seek
you.
Refuge with you. May you be pleased. May you protect me. From the horrible hell.
Right. For you, as you such as you are.
Oh, yeah. Idrisham Twam.
Idrisham Twam.
Sharanam Upaimi.
Sharanam Upaimi.
Prasida.
Prasida.
Pahimam.
Pahimam.
Narakat Korat.
Narakat Korat.
Virginia wants to do it.
Or,
no,
Penny, do you
want to
do it?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
Virginia, are you passing today?
I'm passing on this one. When I get to the next one, I'll be able to do one. Okay.
Asyam patashalayam balakaha karyam adiyate. So asyam is a feminine locative in this. And then I put library, kind of house of books.
Actually, you know, Patashala is a place of study.
Okay.
Yeah.
Study
school. It's like the school.
A school. Okay.
Yeah. Where study is going on, the Patashala.
And then Balaka is a nominative plural for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And Kavyam is accusative singular for poem. And Adiyate is a third plural Atmanipada. Study.
Mm-hmm.
Adi plus E.
What is the Adiyate, do you think?
I thought it was study.
Yeah. But what is it? Is it present or passive?
I thought it was present third plural. Atmanipada.
Present third plural. Where, how did you take balakaha?
Nominative plural.
That's interesting.
That's where I came up.
Yeah, that's right.
The children study.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how did you translate it?
I said in this, the children study poems in the school.
In this school. Yeah, in this school. Good.
Jarita.
Mm-hmm.
Asyam patashalayam.
Asyam patashalayam.
Balakaha.
Balakaha.
Kavyam adhiyate.
Kavyam adhiyate.
Forward to the next one. You want?
Well, I don't have that, but I'll do it.
Are you sure?
Or you can
wait a minute. Didn't you already do a second one?
No, I didn't want
you
it.
You're wrong.
But I'm fine too.
Virginia, did you want to do this one?
I didn't do the...
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the next sentence.
Oh, okay.
Tarushu madhuram ruvanti.
Oh, wait a minute.
Tarushu, okay, go ahead.
Do you do?
No, go ahead.
Tarushu is... Tarushu is tree in locative... in locative plural, actually. So, Tarushu... madhuram ruvanti. Pakshi... I'm getting confused. Am I reading the whole thing first? Yeah. Pakshinau vayuhu cha shritalo vati tasmadrabhyam idam sthanam atraiva vrikshamule shilam adhyasa mahai. So Tarushu is by the trees. Madhuram is sweet.
Tarushu is in the trees, right?
In the trees, okay.
Yeah.
In the trees. Madhuram ruvanti. Madhuram, I think madhuram is sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So madhuram is accusative singular.
Or adverbial.
Or
remember that accusative singulars can be adverbs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So madhuram ruvanti pakshino. So madhuram is probably modifying the ruvanti, which is, ruvanti is the... from ru,
mm-hmm.
and then it takes the va, and so ruvanti is third person, present tense, third person plural.
Mm-hmm.
Pakshino is plural for pakshin, which are birds.
Pakshina. Mm-hmm.
So madhuram is then modifying ruvanti. So in the trees mm-hmm. and birds, and then
in the trees, the birds,
and then the sweet
ruvanti. Sing sweetly.
Sing, yeah, to cry and make noise.
Mm-hmm. We would say in English they sing sweetly, or they.
And so in the trees, the birds sing sweetly. Vayuha cha, the breeze, shitalaha, and so shitala is modifying vayu,
mm-hmm.
so the beautiful gentle breeze. Vati is from va to blow, so and the beautiful breeze blows.
Is that what Shitlan means? I thought Shitlan.
Or gentle.
Cool
breeze. Shitlan is cool. The cool breeze blows.
Ti is third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
From va. And then tasmat from that.
Or therefore.
Right. Or therefore. So therefore, and then, I'm confused about the Sindhi. Hold on one second. Tasmat. Is that just r? So the last one is idam.
Mm-hmm.
And then is that rapyam?
Ramyam.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Ramyam idam sthanam. Oh, therefore I walk around in this place. Sthanam is accusative singular for place. Ramyam, I think, means to
just beautiful or chanting, wonderful, beautiful place.
Is ramyam?
Mm-hmm. Pleasant.
Oh, therefore yeah. this place is
yeah.
Beautiful.
Therefore this is a beautiful place.
Therefore this is a beautiful place. Okay.
If you don't want to use therefore, you can say because of that or from that,
right.
Due to that.
Right. Okay. Atraiva vriksha mule, atra eva vriksha mule. Mule, I think it's... So
mule is root.
Is root, so the root of the tree. Atra eva, here.
Mm-hmm.
Here, indeed, in the root, so that's locative singular for vriksha mule. In the root of the tree.
In, at, on.
On the root of the tree.
Or
Shilam. Yeah. Shilam adhyasamahi. So adhyasamahi is in
character first person plural for
Adi plus os. Adi.
So, oh, therefore, I study.
I sit. Os means to sit, with the adi it sit on. Therefore, let us sit on the stone.
Yeah, let us sit on the.
Let us sit here on the stone at the root of the tree. Up here.
Right.
At the root of the tree.
Let us sit here at the root of the tree.
On the stone. Right? Let us sit on the stone.
Right. Shilam Athya Samahi.
Did you see that? That mm-hmm. Let us sit here on the stone at the root of the tree. However you want to say that.
Mm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to read it, yeah?
Yeah.
Tarushu madhuram yuvanti.
Tarushu madhuram yuvanti.
Bakshino.
Bakshino.
Vayuscha shitalo vati.
Vayuscha shitalo vati.
Tasmat ramyam idam sthanam.
Tasmat ramyam idam sthanam.
Atraiva vrikshamule.
Atraiva vrikshamule.
Shalam adhyasamahai.
Shilam.
Shilam
adhyasamahai. Good. Alright, let's go to the next lesson. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're gonna read through.
Okay, good.
We'll read through first before we get the sentences.
Okay.
So go to page 50. Let's just make sure everybody that we get this. See, I want one sheet. Just a second. I need something.
I know. I got too many rules.
It's hard. The sentences that we had this week,
I have a blank on this one. Which one?
We're on, okay.
Oh, 4, 5, and 6? That one.
Yeah, I
tried.
I got 2.
Yay.
And I got 3.
I think I got them. I just that one.
Oh, good.
Or the little ones that I did, but I didn't do 12.
Let's go ahead and read through this, starting with page 50. And we're going to be working on the imperfect, right, in the potential limiting. After roots ending in a, the termination of the imperfect third person plural is optionally us. Remember, otherwise the a's are so easy, you just add the terminations right on.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is an option. So take a look at the imperfect. Remember, ambama is santa, iptam un. So everything's regular except for the third. So, ayam, ayava, ayama, ayaha, ayatam, ayata, ayat, ayatam, ayan, or ayuhu. Right, where the a drops and is replaced by just the us. The us goes right under the ya, the a of ya drops. So, ayuhu. So just to be memorized. Everything else is regular for all of the ah endings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here, by dropping the ah of ya and appending the temporal augment, we have ay, and with us, ayuhu.
By temporal augment, they mean the a for the imperfect?
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. Look at the potential. Potential is no problem either. You just add the endings on. Ya yam, ya yava, ya yama, ya yaha, ya yatam, ya yata, ya ya, ya yatam. Yahu. So those are straight on.
Mm-hmm.
No, there shouldn't be any problem there. If you know the endings, you just stick them on. The terminations are the same as those given in 2, page 24. Okay. Alright. After the root us to be, the termination is and it of the imperfect takes the augment e long. Okay, this, of course, us, you have to memorize us. The root to be in all of the declensions, and this is so common, you see it all the time. So here, the umvama, straightforward, the a plus.
The a goes to a. Well,
it's going to take vriddhi when you add the temporal.
Regular.
When you add the a, well, when you add an a to a dhatu, a verb that begins with a vowel, it's going to take the vriddhi.
Right.
Okay? So here, I mean, this is only for this, it usually would take guna, But you have to make that note that it takes vriddhi. Okay. So here you have, so that's where you have the a, but you have umbama. So asam, aswa, asma, and here, asihi, all the time. Then asam, asa, asit. So these asihi and asit, very common. So you need to make note of it and memorize it. Astam, asam, those are just regular, right? Ittaman. Anybody see any problem there? Memorization of the asihi and asi.
So the a to a, the fact that the a takes vritti is only for us?
No. When the temporal a, which Bhandarkar calls it, the a of the imperfect, the augment or the prefix a, when it hooks on to a verb that begins with a vowel, it'll take vritti.
Okay. And that's in any for
that's
any
general.
Root.
That's
okay,
a general
that's,
rule.
Okay.
Yeah. So far so good. Let's go to this next group. Notice he's doing the same roots that we did in the first section. So after rud, swap, shwas, unjuksh. Remember, rud means what?
Cry.
Cry, swap.
Sleep.
Shwas. Breathe.
Breathe.
Shwas and un both mean breathe. Juksh.
Devour?
Yeah, devour or eat. Right. Okay. The augment e or a is prefixed to the is or it of the imperfect. So, in the first person, no problem. But you have arodam, arudiva, arudima. Go down to the, let's read this paragraph at the bottom first so that we'll remember this e augment. For the insertion of e in aruditam, see page 43, the third person plural termination in the case of juksh is us, which will be noticed hereafter. Do you want to just flip over to page 43, number 9, so you remember? After rud, swap, shwas, un, and juksh, the augment e is prefixed to the terminations beginning with any consonant except ya. Right? So we saw, take a look at the of the present tense. You see how it's prefixed everywhere for anything beginning with a consonant? Okay. So here, let's go back then to page 51. The terminations are umvama, right? So in the imperfect parismaipada, the first person is strong. And the second and the first, the singulars are strong, the second and the duals and plurals are weak. So, arodam, guna, then arudiva, va begins with a consonant. So, arudiva, weak and consonant. Arudiva, arudima. Then here's the exception. You have two forms. Arodihi, arodaha. That's by this rule. That says the augment e or a is prefixed to the is or it of the ta. So there's your two forms, arodihi or arodaha, or the is. Then aruditam, arudita, same rule. The weak takes the e. Okay. Then with the it, same two things are prefixed, arodit, arodat, either form. And then aruditam and arudan. Clear for everybody? So I guess we're going to get to this juksh later. I tried to find, I quickly tried to find it. I think the form would probably be a juksh-shuhu, where it says the third person plural termination in the case of juksh is us, so that would be a juksh-shuhu. Right? But I couldn't, I was looking for, in some of my books to see if I could find it, declined, and I couldn't find it. So anyway, I guess I'll get to it later. But this is clear so far? Okay, let's see what they do with the potential. Remember, the potential endings are ya, ya, tam, yuhu, in the third person plural. So, all weak. So, rud plus yat, rud yat. Rud plus ya, tam, rud ya, tam. Rud plus yuhu, rud yuhu. Remember the potential endings here? yam yavayama yaha yata yata yat yatam yuhu. Okay. Now he does she, remember she becomes she.
Page 3. It says it takes, yeah.
Can you go to page 41, number 3? Just to review. Everybody there? Page 41, number 3? Mm-hmm. The ending vowel of she to lie down takes its guna substitute before all the personal terminations. Mm-hmm. In the case of this root, ra is prefixed to the terminations of the third person plural. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so do you see it in the present tense and the imperative? Oh, everything takes the a, and if the thing begins with a vowel, she becomes she. If the termination begins with a vowel, it'll take that ayavasandhi. A will become ai. Right. So we're going to have the same situation here. So. See how at the bottom of page 51, 51 for the imperfect, the endings of the imperfect are ta, atam, and atta, right? Atmanepada. Do you see that? So the first one with the ta is easy. It just takes asheta. Then with the atam, it becomes ashe. A plus A is ayatam. Everybody see that? Ashayatam. Mm-hmm. Ayavasandhi. Mm-hmm. And then with the third person plural, it's going to take that repha as an augment. So you have ashay plus repha plus atta. Ashayata. So this follows exactly the pattern of the present tense and the imperative. Except for the endings. Are you clear on it?
Yeah, it's just confusing.
What's confusing?
Well, you know, it's not confusing following it right now, but like seeing these things show up in sentences is hard to go back and know what they are. That's the only thing.
You know what? She is pretty common.
Yeah.
So what you might want to do,
try and
go back to page 41, write out the present tense and the imperative, and then after having done that, write out the potential.
Okay.
And the past tense and the potential. Because you won't find it hard once you do it. It'll follow exactly the same.
Yeah, in your mind,
yeah. Yeah. It'll just help you remember. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the potential for she becomes she. Potential is ita, iya, tam, iran. Right? Those are the endings. Mm-hmm. So, she becomes ayavasandhi plus the ita, shayita, shayiyatam, ayavasandhi again, and shariran. Because the ending is iran.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why you're getting the ayavasandhi there.
So it's shaya plus iran.
Mm-hmm. She becomes Shaya plus Iran.
Right. She becomes Shaya, and then Shaya plus Iran becomes Shaviran, right?
Shay with the danda, right?
Right, but then it starts with She, which takes She, and then She goes to
Shaya.
Shaya.
Not Shaya,
Shaya. I mean with the halan, yeah.
Yeah.
Shaya, and then.
Then Iran, that's right. Okay, for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's take a look at stu. Let's turn to page. Where is it?
Page 41, 3, 6.
In the bottom. See number 4, page 41. And for the optional augment E, see 5, page 42.
Mm.
So let's look at 4 on page 41. The ending u short, because now we're working with stu, okay, short u. The ending u short of roots takes its riddhi substitute and becomes au when followed by a strong termination beginning with a consonant. Page 41, 4, right? The ending u short of roots takes its vritti substitute, i.e. becomes au, when followed by a strong termination beginning with a consonant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now flick the page, and we'll read number 5. After stew, everybody on page 42?
Mm-hmm.
Number 5.
Mm-hmm.
After stew and roux, the augment e is optionally prefixed to the terminations beginning with a consonant. Okay, so that's what we're going to be looking at now. So with that, keeping those two things in mind, go back to page 52. And I guess this is an Ubayapada root. So let's look at the third person. A stout. That's just a regular form. U takes, it's strong, so U takes vriddhi and becomes au, so a stout. Right, what are the endings? Ittaman. Right, ittaman.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
A stout. But then, before this, it can also take e, the augment e. So that would be, now it's not going to take vriddhi, it will only take guna. So a sto plus eat becomes a stavit, where that of is the ayavasandhi, o goes to of. So a stew becomes a stow, takes the regular guna because of strong,
mm-hmm.
and then that o goes to of because of the eat. Why the eat? Because after stew and ru, the augment e is optionally prefixed to the terminations beginning with a consonant. And so there's a termination right there beginning with a consonant. Okay? Remember now that terminations are ittaman.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the duals. Astutam, it's weak, so stu stays as stu, so astu plus tam, astutam. But because it begins with a consonant, you can have this optional form. Now it's going to be astu vi tam.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the u has to go to u before a weak termination that begins with a vowel. And now that you've added the e augment, you get a stu vi tam. And then a stu van.
Mm-hmm.
The affix is un, it's weak, so u goes to uv.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to page 41, number 4, the story review. The ending u, short of roots, takes its vritti substitute, becomes au, when followed by a strong termination beginning with a consonant. Otherwise, it'll just go to o, which is the regular guna rule. Now go to Roman numeral 2. The ending e or u, short or long, of a root is changed to e or uv, when followed by a weak termination beginning with a vowel. That's where we're getting that uv.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you think, Kiki?
Yeah.
Okay. Now just flip the page again and take a look at number 5. Page 42, number 5. After stew and roux, the augment E is optionally prefixed to the terminations beginning with a consonant. So you see where we're getting this option?
Yeah.
Let's look at the Atmanepada. Ta, Atam, Atta are the endings. So for the first, and everything is weak. So the first one would be Astu plus Ta, weak, Astuta, nothing. Or it can take the augment E, Astuvita. Then because weak, you're going to have the Uv, Astuvita. Then the dual, Astu, Vatam, the affix is Atam. So it's weak, so the u will become u, astuvatam. And then the plural, the affix is atta, it's weak, so astuvata, astuvata. Okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to write it out and gain recognition, but if you understand the logic, that makes it easier. Let's look at the potential. First in the Parasmaipada. Yatam yuhu. So, stu plus yat. Remember, if there's a yat, it's not going to take an e. What was that? Yeah, that's right. Let me refer back to that, the yag rule. What an unconfusing thing. Let's go through this and then I'll remember. Forget that yag rule thing for now. Okay. Stu plus yat, stu yat, it's weak. Yatam, stu plus yatam, stu yatam. Yuhu, stu yuhu. Nothing happens, simply adds on. Now, it optionally takes an E. That's where I got confused. The stu and ru, after stu and ru, the augment E is optionally prefixed to the terminations beginning with a consonant, so yat is okay. Okay, so here we go. If we add optionally, because it begins with a yat, begins with a consonant, it's weak. So e yat. So then stu viat. U becomes uv to take the e. Stu viatam, stu vi yuhu. Right? In all of those cases, it's going to take an e. Now look at the atmanepada. Te atam iran. But the endings are.
It's ita iatam iran.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. So stuvita, stuviyatam, stuviran. Nothing. Except the uv, right? Okay. Any questions on that? Let's do brew. Ablavit. Let's go back and read through. Go to page 43. I'm trying to remember for myself. Number 6 on page 43. After brew, the strong terminations beginning with a consonant have the augment E prefix to them. So look at the present tense. So brew would become bro, just naturally, take guna in the strong. So that would take the ayava, sandhi, bravini, then bruvaha, brumaha, nothing. Then brew becomes bro, becomes bra, bravishi, brutaha, bruta. Brew becomes bro, braviti, brutaha, bruvanti. Okay. Then the atmanepada forms, the next paragraph here on page 43, the last by number 241. Okay. The atmanepada forms are brute, third person singular, bruvate, and bruvate. The imperative is bruvani. There's nothing there, no problem. Because weak. Atmanepada is weak. Okay. So let's go back now to page 52. In the imperfect, the singulars are strong, right? So, abravit, bru becomes bro, abravit. Abrutam, abruvan. Ittaman, right? Everybody see it? Look at the atmanepada. Ta, atam, ita, all weak. Abruta, abruvatam, you see the uv, abruvata. Let's do the potential. Yat, yatam, yuhu. Bru, yat, all week. Bru, everybody there? You there, Virginia?
Yeah.
Bru, yat. You see the bru, yat, Ferris Mike, the potential?
Yeah.
Bru, yat. So it's yat, yatam, yuhu. Bru, yat. Bru, yatam. Bru, yuhu. And then the atmanepada, because this is, you know, ubayapada, it's ita iyatam iran. So bruvita, bruviyatam, bruviran. The only thing there is that the u is going to uv because of the termination begins with a vowel. And they're weak. So bru becomes bru plus ita, bruvita. Bru becomes bru plus iyatam, which is the actual ending. So I like you have your little cheat sheet that I made for you. It makes it nice. I use this. Because I get confused sometimes when all these things. Okay? Revealing. Now, this is a good one to know. This next one, you say, see where it says E, imperfect third person for E to go. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's going to take Vriddhi when it takes the temporal A. So, Ta Tam Un, Ait, I Tam, A Yan, I Avasandhi, I becomes I. Okay? The temporal augment is A, which along with the A in the singular and the E in other places takes the Vriddhi of A or E. In the third person, plural E with un forms yun. And with temporal augment, a yun. E plus un is yun by just yun sundi. Right? E plus a. So, a yun.
I'm sorry, was that imperfect third person plural? The ending is un.
In the third person, plural,
right.
E with un,
yeah,
would be yun. Right?
Oh, right.
Forms yun. Okay.
Yeah.
And with the temporal augment.
Oh, right, sorry. Ayan, right.
Ayan. See, he's a little confusing the way he puts it there. The E plus un, where the un would be yun, but the E changes to I, because it takes the A. And I plus the un would be ayan. See, it's clear that E plus un would be yan.
That's
right?
Just by regular sandhi.
That's regular sandhi. But the E takes the temporal augment, A. It takes vriddhi and becomes I. So now you're going to end up with I plus un.
Oh.
And that would be ayan.
Okay.
Okay, okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the next one. E atmane pada with adi. Third person imperfect. What are the endings? Ta, atam, atat. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So adi. Adi plus I is going to be adyai. Adyaita. Remember the E is going to take vriddhi.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be aita, ayatam, ayata. So this would be adi plus I would be adyai, adyaita, adyayatam, adyayata.
Mm-hmm.
Before the atam, the E is changed to iya, which with the termination is iyatam. With the temporal augment, it is ayatam, as in the last case with adi, adyayatam. It undergoes the same changes before all other vowel terminations. Ugh. Potential third person singular in the Atmane Pada. Ita. Ita iyakan. So now you have Adi. Plus E becomes Ia. Remember the E and the... Remember that U becomes Uv.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to remember that E becomes Ia. Do you want me to read that to you again? Just so you remember.
Yes.
Page 41, number 2. The ending E or U, short or long, of a root is changed to Ia or Uv when followed by a weak termination beginning with a vowel. And so if the ending is iyatam, e will become iya, iyatam. See, this adi, then plus iya, plus ita. You see that? at the bottom of that e paragraph to do with e atmanepada with adi at the last part says potential third person singular. Adi plus e, the e becomes ia plus e plus ita. You see the ya there?
Yeah.
That extra, that's an extra ya. That extra ya is there because the e changes to ia.
So adi becomes adhaya.
No, adi. Now look at the last line where it says of that paragraph, potential third person singular, adi yati.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have adi plus e plus ita. That yakar comes in because this is beginning, the termination is beginning with a vowel, weak termination beginning with a vowel. The e becomes e, ia.
Right.
Okay, that's where that, where you get that yakar.
So that's it, becomes ia.
Yeah. Let's do this last one.
Can I just ask a question? Why is adi just a verbal prefix?
That's
all we're just
that's
talking
all it
about.
Is.
We're just saying
it,
this is what happens when you use the root e with the verbal prefix adi.
Yes,
okay.
And the reason they're doing it, I think, is because adi to study is so common.
Okay.
So they're giving you an example of that prefix adi.
Okay.
And it also comes with as, adhyas, we just had, to sit, to sit on something.
A D
would be to
difficult.
Go into something.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Just that the way it's laid out is so hard visually to follow.
Yeah,
I mean, I just can't never imagine
anything
so complex because you have to keep going back and forth, but that's how it is. It just seems
actually
really hard
for probably me to should be using Antoine.
Antoine is laying it out much more easily.
Why don't you bring, does everybody bring Antoine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, it just has to be memorized. That's the ultimate
thing. I think I'm so confused. I mean, when I was going through the other one, I was just highlighting what the roots are.
I can't just read them out. It's too
much. Okay.
Yeah.
You know those sheets that I did for class 5?
Yeah,
class
I was looking at those when I did the
homework. We also have a lot of sheets for class 2.
We have great sheets for class
2. I'll send those to you, Carol. You know, you look over and see if they're okay, and then we can pass them on to Kiki. Because Tara and Virginia already have them.
That's the only way I got through.
I think they're organized in
you can just send them to me.
Just send them. She can figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I actually use? Do any of you have these Dhatu Rupa Manjaris that have all of the dhatus declined?
No, but
no,
in Antoine,
I want
one of those.
No, that would be great. We have an Antoine.
Antoine's pretty good, but it doesn't do all of the
No, but it gives you some clue of where you are.
See, this will...
Yeah.
Most... I'll order some from the ashram. Some Dhatu Rupa Manjaris and Shabda Manjaris also. But they're a book. They're little books that give all of the declensions, all of the conjugations.
Carol? Yeah.
Could you email me exactly what that's called? Because I'll order one separately since I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
You can just tell
me. I'll tell you.
Let's just write it down.
When I ask John, I'll ask him to send me that or the equivalent. They might not have this. There's a lot of different ones. I have several, actually, different versions. Here's the Shabda Manjari.
They have it at the ashram, then?
This is for nouns. See, that's the Shabda Manjari.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want this? Do you need to look at this name?
Thank you. Yeah, I think it owns it.
Yeah, good.
That's nice.
Let me show this to. There's several different ones. This is a different one. It might.
Dhatu Rupa. Okay.
If when you ask John, say tell him these names and then say or the equivalent.
Okay.
Or because there's several different ones. Okay, let's just take a little momentary break to, because I want to get a refill. And then we'll do the sentences.
Okay.
Wow, it's already 11 o'clock.
Yeah, this is hard. Hard.
What do you want to do? Because I have to let, should we do a few sentences?
Maybe we can stop when she comes.
She's not coming. She's going to be online, and they're going to be online using the We're not quite set up for with Kristen and.
I have a question. I would love to. Okay, but don't get off quite yet. Okay. The third one. Maybe you can just do that one. Or the fourth one. That one that has that long sign on it more. Did anybody else get it? Which one was it? Number four that had the horribly long Sunday. Oh, I had some trouble. I'm just wondering. Maybe it'd be easier this time. I just don't want to. The others were okay though. The other Sundays. Oh, I just didn't know. I couldn't figure out that word at all.
What's wrong with my thing? So maybe we can just ask her about that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. So you don't ever have to do the sentence, Kiki. Just ask her about the Sundays.
Okay.
Because it's so long and I just couldn't.
Yeah, I'll raise the Sunday for you.
Yeah.
So I'll raise it. Something going on here with my.
Okay.
What do I think this is? This happened.
Did you do. I did. You know what was making me crazy? Is this mock cup.
Okay,
what
yeah,
it's
mother.
That?
It's mother.
It's mother.
Oh,
it's mother?
Singular.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's matre.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was very happy when I
found
that,
that and I'm like, can that be?
It's matre.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
We were supposed to do through 12, right? I only did 3.
13.
Oh, through 13?
Well, it's just the way I have a number. The last sentence starts with tena, kruta, I think. In fact, what is that word?
What number? Because I didn't do that one. What
it's this one.
I only went through 8.
Where is it?
I'm just so behind. Okay.
That's all right. You just haven't been here. This one. This is where we stopped.
This is going to take forever.
Yeah, but this. What is this letter right here?
I don't know exactly what
that's
happened.
That's kr.
Oh, you're rebooting.
Is that kr?
I guess I am. I don't know what's going on.
Where they just don't have it so loose connected.
Here,
yeah.
This is happening. Are you still there, Penny?
I did too. It's exactly the same.
Oh, the, it is a word. It is a different one.
Which one do you need the thing broken for?
Okay, sentence number 4.
Yeah, let's see if I shut this down. Now we're still going. Well, I've got to put a new.
The top of page 53.
Okay, tetracha.
Mm-hmm.
Janameja yasya.
That's
okay.
of Janameja.
Okay.
Ritvijaha. From the Ritwigs, they're the priests.
Oh,
Ritvijaha.
Ritvijaha. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Ritvijaha.
Okay, and then tam.
Okay. Tam atadian.
So tam is a separate word, tam.
Mm-hmm.
Atad and then atadian. Okay, thanks.
Is that the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's another one that's really hard. Do you want me to do that one, too?
Well, what number?
Let me just tell you one thing about it so you don't get to hit. The fourth one down, that's Saha Abravit, Janamejiasya, Satram, Ayam.
I think I got it.
Did you?
Satram Ayam?
Yeah, what'd you get for Ayam?
I don't know. I didn't
person,
know what it was.
Oh, I went.
Very good.
You got that?
Wait, which one are you doing?
Number 7.
On page 53, the first, page 53, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth one down.
That way?
So, Saha Abravit, So Abravit, Janamejaya, Satram, Ayam.
Okay.
That Ayam was one that it didn't come to me right away what it was.
Because it could be so similar to everything else.
So.
No, I took it as a yam too. It's ayam. I took
it.
It's from
e. E. To go.
To go.
Okay.
I went.
Oh,
I went. So just note that one.
Okay.
I think the rest of these are pretty straightforward.
Well.
Not really.
I only went through 8. I didn't finish. I didn't. So this is good.
It helped me with another week on me. So
yeah. It'd be really great. How
okay,
you
so.
Like,
then next week we'll do the ones you did. Do you want to add a few more? Or do
sure.
You want
yeah, we can add a few more. I didn't.
So,
We have two. So we were supposed to finish through Griha Maya. So.
Why don't you just add on the sentence, the drone sentence?
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Add that on. Because then we will have enough time.
Yeah, we won't be.
The drona, just the one more line?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that in the story?
Yeah, it's the next
Hi, Danya. We're getting on there. I've got a problem with this boot camp for some reason. Never mind. I'm having trouble getting on. But just
it's okay.
Yeah, give her
a
Chris.
I like this word.
Oh, you did? That's all right.
It's like the mystery of God.
Oh, I
just
don't
give
know.
Kristen
I was going to call you. Does that mean the dog or
okay.
The female dog? I would think so.
Okay, so Carol, you want me to guess right now?
Might as well not yet, because I'm having trouble here.
All right.
Oh, that's what it means. She does, I guess. Because
wow,
it says, you know, I read this, I go, this can't
off
be right. This must be a typo.
Well, I didn't even know what anything was saying. Really.
Yeah, I'm still, I mean, I got, I think
we're taking a break now.
That motto was, I knew that it had to be the mother.
Okay, well that helps me. I just was
because it appears again
crazy.
In number 8.
Yeah. Well, there was like a few that had some moths and.
I know.
Because there's 5 and 6 that have. Oh,
yeah,
that's
5
pretty.
And 6. Yeah, the moth top there. And then. Oh, that's different though. No, the matarang is the mother in the accusative.
Mm-hmm.
So, the mother appears.